Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I say that the Niners should just stick with Mac. Until he loses a game where he has a poor performance. And I think you got to ride it out. What do you think?
I think if Brock Purdy is healthy and the Niners tell us he's healthy and he's no longer limited in practice, that he will come back and that would be the right move.
So you're, no matter what, Purdy, as long as he's healthy, yeah. You're going straight to him.
Yeah, I think he's earned that right. And Brock, I think, has learned now that he needs to go through the entire process and push himself a little harder just to make sure that he is not compromised on Sunday, because clearly he rushed himself back. The organization rushed him back against the Jags, and it wasn't good. And it's good that Mac Jones has been playing well, but I've seen this story before where the guy comes in and he looks good and looks hot. He is the hot hand. It's almost like the Ryan Fitzpatrick effect, because Ryan Fitzpatrick did this a lot in his career. Where it would be Fitzmagic. And then what happened? It would be Fitztragic. That's what happened. That could easily happen with Mac Jones. And then thankfully, he's won you three games. So, this is where I'm at, Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If he does anything else after this, it's gravy for Mac Jones.
It's already gravy.
As a backup? seriously, that's what I'm saying. As a backup, he's won three. He's 3-0. If he loses the next three and that's how long it takes, I can't be mad at him. He's a backup, right? Right?
I mean, look, right now he's just playing really well. I understand the whole big picture and go to Brock, and I he's not going to be healthy this year.
I guess I just don't buy that a healthy Mac Jones and a healthy Brock Purdy, they're the, Mac Jones is better than him. I guess I'm just not buying that. But the flip side of that would be, is Brock ever going to be like healthy this season?
I think that's kind of where I come down on it.
And I understand that, but I could only go with what the doctors tell me. If the doctors and Shanny and Brock, although they said this before, they all ride off on him and then say he's good and he's good to go, I have to just go with that. Now,
how can you look at those guys? And I'm asking, let's say they win this weekend. They beat Tampa Bay this weekend, all right? And you've now, you know, won four in a row with this guy. You're feeling great. And I'm looking at the schedule here. You got the Atlanta Falcons and the Houston Texans. Hypothetically, okay? Let's say Brock misses this weekend and next weekend.
Okay.
So you will have now five in a row with Mac Jones at starting quarterback. You're facing the Houston Texans on the road. You're just going right to Purdy? You're going to look everybody in the eye? Hey, I know we're on a five-game win streak with this guy. We're going to go back in that direction? I think it's easier said than done.
Why would that be hard? Brock Purdy's taking this team to a Super Bowl. It's like, what has Mac Jones done that even equals to Brock Purdy, what he's accomplished as a 49ers quarterback?
I'm just going off form right now. He's playing really good.
Okay, but at their peak, at their form peak, Brock Purdy was an MVP. Well,
Jimmy
candidate.
Garoppolo took this team to a Super Bowl.
He did.
And, you know,
but we all
you had no
that
problem turning the page to Brock Purdy, obviously in season because Jimmy wasn't going to return, but also like in that following offseason, we went straight to Brock Purdy. And so, I don't know, man. I think you got to ride the hot hand week to week.
Well, I guess I disagree with the notion that the locker room is going to have a problem going back to Brock Purdy. As Adam Schefter said yesterday on ESPN on Pat McAfee's show, this is still Brock Purdy's team.
Personally, he's been unbelievable. And I think people were surprised at how well he's played, but the environment has elevated his performance. And there aren't a lot of people who would have thought on Thursday Night Football in front of Big Wit and Fitzy there that Mac Jones would have led that team to the victory that he did. But they've rebuilt him, they've reprogrammed him, and he's playing the way that they thought he would when he left Alabama, and they considered taking him. Like, they initially traded up with the idea that they were going to pick him and fell in love with Trey Lance along the process. Now Mac is back there playing exceptionally well. No, I still think it is absolutely Brock Purdy's job. I don't even think it's a question. Mac Jones did say the right things because I think that's the real situation right now where he's going to be in a situation where he's called upon when Brock's not playing, and he'll step in and play the way he did. It was fantastic. And he's got a two-year contract. You know, so he's going to be there for a couple of years unless all of a sudden he's got value. But Brock Purdy, they just paid, and he's going to be the guy.
You referenced the Super Bowl. There's only two guys on defense that were on that Super Bowl team.
Okay.
Fred Warner and D'Amador Lenore. So I think it's a locker room filled of...
And Nick Bosa.
But Bosa's not coming back.
I know.
Bosa's not coming back. Like,
I mean, that's a big presence,
though. 2 years ago in the NFL might as well have been like a lifetime ago. I don't know. I think you got to ride the hot hand. Yeah, and then look, when they... Because they're going to lose a game. We all know that. And he'll have a poor performance at some point. When that happens, you go right back to Brock Purdy.
Wait, why did you just bring the defense? Only two players on the defense remain. What about the offense?
Well, the offense has a ton of new players as well. Trent Williams and Jake Brendel and Colt McKivitz. Those are returning guys from the Super Bowl. McCaffrey. But
George Kittle.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
And if Brandon Ayuk comes back this season, it's another guy.
Okay. I mean, but Joe.
Juwan Jennings.
The more starters than not.
There was a lot of people that were still on this 49ers team that were in the Super Bowl.
I've lived long enough to see everyone swear by Jimmy Garoppolo and then write him off as soon as Brock Purdy showed up. I've seen a lot of people like Vernon Davis swear on Alex Smith and then immediately write him off for Colin Kaepernick. Guys go with who gets them paid and who helps them win.
No, I understand what you're saying, but fact that Brock has won so many big games in the playoffs, I think is where a lot of fans are like, yeah, Brock did it when it like really, like
no
not saying
this
doesn't
his
matter.
Status big term, like long term. Like, I think you're getting too long term with this. No one's saying long term, big picture, he's not the guy. I'm saying against Atlanta and Houston.
No,
if you're on a win streak, yeah, I'm just going to stick with Mac.
Yeah, I'm just disagreeing with the notion that the locker room is going to have a problem going back to Brock Purdy. I don't foresee that being an issue. We could ask Baldy about it. He's been in locker rooms in about 35 minutes.
We can disagree on that.
Jacob in Alabama. I wonder if he's a Mac Jones fan from Roll Tide University. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, how's it going? I'm actually from Modesto. I just moved out here. Love the show, fellas. So I agree with Shasky. I do want to stick with the hot hand because, I mean, we've seen it in history. Just, you can have your investment. I mean, we all watched the Cowboy doc. Everybody knew Troy was better, but they rode the hot hand. We've seen it with Bledsoe and Brady. Brady was a hot hand. I mean, who knows? What if Mac Jones goes on a Nick Foles run? We don't know, but they stuck with the hot hand. So I'm with Shasky. I want to stick with the hot hand because I am a Niner fan first.
Okay, that's Jacob in Alabama. So he's a Niner fan. Like, no one's saying you're not a Niner fan if you like Brock Purdy and you want Brock to start when he comes back. Or if you like Mac Jones, you want to stick with, like, no one's attacking your fandom here. I want to get that clear. There is no wrong answers in this. The fact that Mac is playing so well and you want to ride the hot hand, that makes sense. And the quarterback he's referring to in that doc, obviously, Steve Berline taking over for Troy Aikman in the 90s and then going all the way to the playoffs, and they stuck with him and then they lost and the fall. And then obviously the Cowboys go on one of the greatest runs we've seen in the 90s. So, you know, it's funny that we talk about, you know, Mac Jones and Brock, and if the locker room's going to care, if they're going to be upset. And this is where I'm at.
I didn't say the locker room was going to be upset.
Well,
I'm just saying,
you
I
said
know
they're
going
to look at it differently.
No,
though, right?
Because Joe, I've been on teams where we're like, "Why are you going with that guy? We're humming right now. Don't mess with this."
You think the
until
best version
lose.
Of this Niners team?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying right now we're on a win streak. We haven't been on a win streak in multiple years.
Okay.
Each we're taking it week to week, and as long as we're winning, we don't want to change anything. Then once we stop winning, all right, we can go in a different direction. That's the way I'm viewing it.
I see. Once they stop winning, it's going to be interesting. What if the win streak is like, I don't know, all the way through November? Then it gets a little like,
okay, so you're now.
Well, no,
you're
I'm just saying.
Allowing room
but
for,
no,
that's
no, no,
fine.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you're saying as long as there's a win streak happening, but if it gets to a point where you like 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row and then automatically just go back to Purdy, I don't like, that's where it starts to get
okay,
a little,
so you're kind of, so you're kind of with me then,
well,
I guess.
No,
to a degree.
Well, yes and no. Like, I understand, like, I'm being stiny here.
Yeah. I don't know where you're at.
Well, I'm enjoying them winning football. I can enjoy Mac Jones while also say, yeah, when Brock's back, you go back to him. I don't think that's a hot take. Like, is what I'm saying. When Brock's healthy, you go back to the guy. Even if Mac Jones has won 4 or 5 in a row, great. But if he's still not healthy and you go on like 8, 9, 10, then that's clear.
So I guess what I would ask you, define healthy.
That's clear that Brock isn't healthy enough if they're allowing Mac to win all those games, is what I'm saying.
So define healthy. Because it sounds like from people who are in the, I don't know where his foot's at. It sounds like he's going to be dealing with this all year.
Week to week. So like, yes. It
okay,
like
so if he's week to week, why wouldn't I be week to week with Mac Jones's performances, knowing that if he is compromised, he hasn't played well, right? When Brock has been compromised, he hasn't played well. And I don't think it's not a knock. Like, his foot is messed up. It sucks. Like, it really does suck. Like, it does. I actually really feel for him. Like, it does suck. You think he wants to be hurt right now? No. He has unbelievable pride. You know that a guy wants to work his butt off and get out onto the field. Now, if Mac gets hurt, now we have a different conversation because Mac has been dealing with a knee injury. Now, if Mac underperforms, yeah, we go right back to him. I'm just saying, I'm keeping it as simple as possible. I'm riding the hot hand until a poor performance or until we lose.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
think.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.